With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman rolls past Bermuda in the RAN Rugby Opener. Cayman's national men's rugby squad has opened its Rugby America's North campaign in emphatic style, steamrolling Bermuda 52-12 under the lights to stake an early claim as the team to beat in Tier 2. Here's Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell with the details.
The Grant Thornton Cayman National Men's Rugby Team opened their Rugby America's North Tier 2 campaign in dominant fashion, powering past Bermuda 52-12 under the lights at the National Sports Center North Field. Cayman jumped out to a 24-0 lead with relentless line breaks before Bermuda finally got on the board just before halftime. But Cayman took control again early in the second half, stacking up three unanswered converted tries to push the margin to 45-7. Captain Mike Luxton led the charge with a hat-trick of tries. Tommy Kehoe added two, with Gav Bulger, Harry Clark and Phil Jacobs also crossing the line. Jacobs capped off the night with a strong kicking performance. Bermuda managed a late try, but Cayman sealed the match with one more score to close out the 52-12 victory. Cayman now turns its attention to its home test, hosting Barbados on June 13th at Truman Bodden Stadium. Early bird tickets are already on sale. With your sports news, I am Josh Cottrell.
Cayman Basketball National League, it's do or die tonight. Game 2 of the Division 1 semifinals tip off tonight at the Arc, with both series hanging in the balance. The Soul Blazers are one win away from the finals after an 82-67 Game 1 victory over the IRG Astros. Tariq Smith-James was unstoppable, dropping 36 points with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. He spoke with CBA officials after the match.
Okay, here with player of the game for game one of the best of three series. Soul Blazers victorious over the Astros. Tariq Smith-James finishing with 36 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Great game today. You really came out very assertive today, I find, a bit more than extra. And what was your mindset going into this game?
My mindset was set the tone early. I knew it's game one, and the team that typically takes the first punch tends to be victorious. So I just wanted to set the tone for my team by looking to score early and often.
Okay. And what was the overall game plan here tonight against the Astros?
Ooh. I guess I'm going to give it away just a little bit, but basketball is a game of advantages. And I know for me, one of my advantages is speed. So I'm looking to attack slow-footed players, whether it's off of a closeout or whether I get a pick, and then I'm just heading downhill. And if they take a step back, then I trust my jump shot, something I work on, so I'm able to hit the long-range ball too.
The Astros will need a big response under the lights tonight to force a Game 3. Defending champions Lions also led their series after an 81-70 win over Michelob Ultra. Lorenzo Finelli earned Player of the Game honors with 27 points and 5 rebounds. Tonight decides whether the Lions punch their ticket to the finals or Michelob keeps the series alive. In Division 2, a massive win for the under-17 squad. They edged Coca-Cola 79-76. In a thriller to book their spot in the championship game against Filipinas. A hard-fought season for both sides and a well-deserved finals berth for the U-17 team. And May is one of the busiest for Cayman's competitive cyclists, and race 2 of this month's classics delivered a, quote, true test of speed and power with the individual time trial. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has these results.
Riders took on a flat and fast 9.6-mile out and back from Paradise Restaurant to South Sound and back, with a deceptively tough headwind waiting on the final home stretch. Organizers say it was a day for the record books as Emily Clark and Ryan Thompson both delivered historic rides. Clark stormed to a new women's course record in 24:23, becoming the first woman to break the 25-minute barrier. Ryan Thompson powered to a blistering 19:56, smashing the course record that had only recently toppled Steve Abbott's long-standing mark. This weekend's winners, Category 1 went to Tom Herzberg, Cat 2, McDonald Mashingura, Cat 3, Greg Bermoski, Cat 4, Carl Morgan. Emily Clark took the women's, Carlos Vargas took masters, Rich Payne took supermasters, and Ryan Thompson took the juniors. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Race 4 and the finale of the 2026 May Classics returns to the Costulus Circuit this Sunday. To register, head to kmancycling.org. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.